morning.
Well, welcome to another round of the short go right here with Megan8Rodeo.com and the Megan8Rodeo Network. We're excited about the show we're going to have today. We've got a couple special guests lined up for today. We're going to start the show off with one really cool guy that really gets out there and protects bull riders each and every weekend on the Built for Tough series. We've seen him so many times. We're going to have Jesse Byrne on today. He'll be talking with us a little bit about the last Cowboys standing and the event there in Detroit, what was an exciting event, and kind of how he became involved in rodeo. He's got a rich tradition in rodeo there with his family, and he's got his brother, which is riding in the PRCA and the PBR currently. So we'll have a lot to talk with Jesse about all his family and the PBR, and then a little bit later in the show, we got a few more guests lined up. We're gonna kind of keep them on the wraps, gonna keep them a surprise. They're gonna come on and kind of talk about what they've got going on. So make sure you stay tuned right here throughout the whole show. We got a lot to talk about today. Some really cool things with the event this weekend was awesome, man. I love this event. I love this. I call them gimmick style events because they're different from each and every other event that we tune into each week. But this is my favorite gimmick style event that the PBR does. This right here is really what bull riding is all about. You make the 8-second whistle, you go on. And, you know, a lot of people have talked about the Brazilians. They have talked about the difference between the Brazilians and the Americans, how tight they pull the rope, how tight they do this, how, you know what, you know, throw all that to the side. This weekend, Silvano Alves covered every bull they threw at him. He got a couple of re-rides. He made the 8-second whistle. So you got to give it to the guy. He won this event fair and square. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. This guy deserved this check that he earned this week. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that with Jesse Byrne here in just a few minutes. But we're also going to talk a little bit about Rodeo Houston. Rodeo Houston is still going on down in Houston, and if you're in the area, please go by and check it out. It's what a wonderful rodeo it is down there that Houston puts on every year. A couple more things we're going to talk about this week is Megan8Rodeo Network. We'll be on the road here coming up really soon. We're going to talk about some of the places we're going to go and some of the things we're going to do that's really exciting for us. And there are some big changes coming up for Megan8Rodeo.com. So if you have not been tuning in, make sure you tune in each and every week to every radio show we do. And stay with us there on Facebook and Twitter, because I'm telling you, just like my intro songs, it's going to get rank. And it's going to get rank really, really quick with Megan8Rodeo Network. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. And things is going to be coming at us quick, so stay with us. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with our special guest for the week, Mr. Jesse Byrne. Give us just a few minutes.
They just put me in the shoe. Someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the rope, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you're riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
I buck them all off in no time flat. Shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. On your back.
Well, making eight maniacs, I thought that song was just kind of perfect for playing right here before our next guest to come in, because this guy, when they get off their backs, this guy is there to make sure they get back to the next rodeo and the next bull riding. Jesse Byrne, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Jesse, we're excited about having you on today. First, let's start off by saying what a great job you do there at the PBR, the Bill Ford Tough Tour, because you three guys work so well together. It's almost like you guys have been together all your lives.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun job, and we have a lot of fun doing it together. Frank and Shorty and I, it's you know, like you said, it just works for some reason or another. We fit together, and, you know, you don't even really have to think about it. You just know where those two are going to be, and it always goes smooth. So it's an honor to get to work with those guys week in and week out.
How did you get involved? Of course, I know we've done some research on you, and we know that you have a deep history there in your family and within rodeo. Kind of talk about how you got involved in rodeo.
Well, you know, I guess I'm only really a second generation in rodeo. My dad was actually the first in his family to take up the sport. You know, he grew up on a cattle ranch, but you know, none of his family was involved in rodeo, so he kind of took that upon himself, and you know, he's by far one of the greatest bullfighters that have ever come out of Canada, for sure. He was the only bullfighter from Canada selected for the NFR in 1986, so that's a pretty cool deal, and yeah, you know, I just grew up going to rodeos, me and my two brothers. We'd load up, and the family would hit the road, and we'd watch Dad do his thing, and you know, it was always something that I knew I was going to give a try one day, and I guess I was about 16 and decided I'd been, you know, getting on some junior bulls and stuff prior to that, but at about 16, I thought I was old enough to give bullfighting a fair try, and you know, I was kind of hooked on it ever since. I just took it from there and knew that was something that I was going to love to do forever.
And then you have two brothers. One brother rides bulls and one brother fights, correct?
Yeah, that's right. My older brother, who he actually started out riding bulls and had quite a few injuries. He had a bad groin injury that just kind of kept nagging him. And I think just one day at home, my younger brother, Tanner, he was getting on bulls practicing, and Bo, my older brother, was ended up doing the bullfighting, so he took a liking to it in a hurry and just kind of has been going at it for the last 3 or 4 years here now, and you'd think he's been doing it his whole life, so it's pretty cool to see that happen, and my younger brother's been riding bulls really well. He's been going to some of the PRC rodeos, like you said, and these PBRs up here in Canada and the Challenger Tours down south, and having some success. He's had a few injuries here, I guess, as of late, so he's sidelined here for a couple of weeks. But my dad puts on a Challenger Tour for the PBR Canada series in up here in Prince Albert for my hometown, so that'll be here in a couple of weeks, and he'll be back for that, and I get to go home for that because we'll be on break from the Built Four Tough series there. So looking forward to that event for sure.
Well, let's dive right into this weekend. I love this event. This event right here is what I call the gimmick style events. This is the different sides of the Iron Cowboys, the kind of the different style events that this PBR puts on. This is my favorite by far because this is what bull riding is really about. It's if you make the eight-second whistle, you move on. And so let's start off by what did you think about the first round? The first round, a lot of guys got the whistle and made it. Some guys, some younger guys, did really well. And some of the guys that we thought, like J.B. Mooney, that we thought was on fire from last weekend, he didn't make the eight-second whistle. Let's talk about the first round, what you thought about it.
You know, yeah, I think it's a cool event, too. I really like it. And just the setting of it all, too, in Ford Field there with it kind of being tucked away on the end zone with the buck and shoots were kind of set up probably around the 30 or 40-yard line of the football field, and we kind of played into the one end. And, the fans were kind of right there on top of you, and there was definitely a lot of them. So there was a great atmosphere and quite a few rides in that first round, like you said. There was a lot of tough bulls in that round. You know, it was definitely not a walk in the park. Cody Lostro was probably a second away from being, high 80s, right up there. JB had a pretty tough draw bull that was long and pretty strong out of there. So, but yeah, LJ Jenkins won the round, and he's been riding really well. He's close on bringing it in the second round. I thought he was going to be a contender for the championship, but it got down to just a few in a hurry once we got to the round two.
You know, and this event is kind of tough on you guys because just like the Iron Cowboy, you guys are out there a lot. How do you guys stay focused through the whole event and keep your mind on each and every bull rider as they're keeping them safe and with so many bulls going out at this event?
You know, they're definitely bigger arenas, and it's you're covering a lot more space than what we normally do. But in the same sense, I think it kind of frees the bulls up a little more, whereas, in those small pens, they're kind of coming back to you in a hurry, and where in these bigger open arenas, they've got more space, and once they buck a guy off, they kind of tend to just empty out and get away from everyone. So it can be a little easier in a sense, and it can be a little more work, like you say, but lots of breaks and other stuff going on, so you gotta stay focused and make sure you're paying attention to the job at hand for sure.
And they don't all the time show the wrecks that happen to you guys on the network show, on the television show, but last night we seen, I believe it was Frank, that got kind of ran over one time, and how do you guys kind of keep yourselves injury-free when, we've seen you so many times jump right in there. You are the last defense between a cowboy and a bull, and you guys have never, ever had a second thought about it. You guys jump in there and do whatever you got to do to try to save the cowboy from getting hurt. But kind of give me a preparation, getting your in mindset to do that instead of to say, oh, he'll be all right. You guys don't ever do that. You're always in there first. How do you get in that mindset?
Well, like you say, when it comes down to it, the bottom line of it is that we got to lay it on the line for them, and I think when you sign up to be a bullfighter in the very beginning, you have to take that for what it is, and you know, there's no friends in the arena, or you know, people that you'd protect more than another person, or you know, it's something about it that's just, you gotta have that dedication, and those guys are risking their lives doing a job, knowing that we're out there doing the same for them. So we owe it to the riders, and I think it's something that I feel safe with because of the people that I get to work with too, you know, having Frank and Shorty there, and when I'm bullfighting in Canada, I have, you know, my brother Bo, or my cousin Scott's also one of the best, if not the best bullfighter going in Canada right now. So I've always got great guys at my side to work with, and to have your back at all times too. So, you know, that kind of puts you at ease. And when it comes down to it, when you're in the arena, you know, you're not really thinking about what you're doing. It's all a reaction, and it's got to be. Everything's happening too fast. You don't have time to think. So it's a reaction at that point, but it's definitely a mindset that's got to be built in 100%.
Back to the event this weekend, or back so far this year, is there a young bull rider or someone out there that's really surprised you how well they've come along this year?
You know, there's some guys that are doing really well. I don't know if they're so much of a surprise to me. They're young guys, but I've heard quite a bit about all of them. From Canada, obviously, Ty Fosbon, I know a lot about him. He's good friends with my brother, and he's been rooming with me on the road, and he's been having a lot of success. So it's great to see. I knew he's always had that in him. He's just kind of had some injuries in the last year or so, but seems to have that all worked out. And Chase Elog, another young kid I heard lots about from the Challenger Tour. He's obviously coming into his stride with winning Atlanta, and he was close to advancing in round two again this weekend. So he's looking good. And then I think the other one would have to be with Justin Kuhn. He's been, you know, riding a lot of his bulls, so he's got, I'm not too sure what his riding percentage would be, but it's got to be up there, and he's just looking dedicated. You know, he's doing whatever it takes to make the whistle, so it's always fun to watch.
You know, them three guys right there are really exciting to watch. We've had two of them on our show with Chase Outlaw and Justin Kuhn, and watching Ty, I can tell you, man, I've been watching this guy at the Built for Tough, and then watching a bunch of rodeos that he's going to as well, and he went to Houston.
Yeah.
And the guy is, man, he's riding like a house of fire, man. He's really talented, and he's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I got to agree with you on that one.
kind of talk to us a little bit about, I know with them two guys that you're out there with every week, there's got to be a jokester in the group. Which one's the jokester of the group?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's probably me or Shorty. We tend to be the ones joking around, and you know, Frank, he's a little more serious, and he keeps us focused. So we got a good balance. You know, we the three of us all always have fun though together. It's a good time out there. You gotta, when you're doing a job that serious, you gotta be able to enjoy it. So we have fun with it.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about is, it was last year when Bumgarner retired. What was it like for? Because those guys have been around each other, and I'm sure you've been around Joe for a long, long time. What was it like when Joe retired?
You know, it's something that I'm pretty proud that I got to share a small part of Joe's career with him. You know, he was kind of, how Joe put it, he was the jokester in the group, that's for sure. But as he put it, in 2008, he was my best sponsor, because that was the year that he got hurt and I got to come in as an alternate, and I guess eventually a full-time position out of the deal. So he likes to joke around with me about that. But just a legend. You can't even touch or talk about his stats. You know, he's been to or had been to every PBR finals up to this point, and numerous NF bars, and just a tremendous career that is. He was able to have a long career, and I think that was a testament to his style and the way he went about things. He was just so smooth, and he wasn't a guy that was taking hookings to be flashy or to get attention or doing anything for the wrong reasons. He was just sneaking in there and sneaking out, and half the time nobody even noticed what he was up to. So it was fun to spend a couple of years on tour with him, and his last few bowls, I felt pretty bad that the last one got him, but you know, like we said to him, that was a great save, and he was definitely doing his job at that point. So it's kind of an all right way to go out if that's a way of doing it. But Joe's a good friend of mine, and he'll always be. So I could call him up today, and I know he'd do anything for me. And, just can't say enough about him.
I got a question here in the chat room that I wanted to ask you that one of the fans has asked. We have a live chat that runs as we're doing our show, and one of the maniacs asked, is there any other new alternates been added to the Bullfighters? Do you guys bring a few alternates every week, or how does that work?
The way the Bullfighter system works in the PBR is it's all based on a vote. So at the end of the year, the top guys that qualify for the finals all get a vote on Bullfighters. So essentially the top three vote getters will work the tour the following year, and then everybody's ranked accordingly from there. So four guys work the finals, and then three guys work the regular season events. So there's not an alternate at the regular season events. If somebody was to get hurt in the first day, they would call somebody in, obviously, for the second day. You know, it is something that you can do with two people. It's just a lot harder to cover the ground that we do in the manner that we do with three people. So I think we've got a pretty unique system with the three of us out there that, you know, kind of completely surrounds the bull and not have to take real long shots at things. So the guy that's in fourth place, or so to speak, here, the next in line with the alternate position, is a kid from Oklahoma named Lindell Runyon. So he fought both with us a couple times at a few events last year as well, and he's definitely a hand, that's for sure. He's come up kind of through Frank, and he's had some definite guidance on the way he fights bulls, and you can tell they go about things in a really similar way, and it's a great guy to do things in a similar way as.
Have you always been involved in protection only, or have you ever been involved in the freestyle bullfighting?
No, I did my time in the freestyle bullfighting as well. You know, it was kind of one of those things when I was, well, I guess I was probably 17, 18. I was trying to get jobs as a bullfighter, and there wasn't necessarily a big tour going on at that point in time or anything that was where you could make a career out of freestyle bullfighting. But, you know, there was definitely events here and there that you could go to and make some money and just kind of get your name out there and maybe get a few jobs from. But I was on the PBR tour eventually when they had that for a couple of years. And in 2006, I went to the PBR finals for the World Bullfighting Championship. So, yes, so that was a fun experience. I definitely don't crave it or don't miss going in those events, but I had fun doing them, but I definitely prefer to do the protection side of things. You know, it's just it's a different game. You know, it would be a different story maybe if there was a tour for freestyle bullfighting or a way of making a real living at it, but it's too dangerous for what it's worth, really, at this point.
You know, and who was a bullfighter that you looked up to growing up as a kid? Who is there any one bullfighter that you kind of wanted to be like?
Well, you know, obviously my dad for first and foremost, but his mentor, and I guess who really helped him a lot in the States was Rex Dunn, and that's always somebody who I've loved to watch a lot of tape on. Anything I can get that he was in, I'd love to watch it. You know, he's just Mr. Smooth, so. It was pretty neat to. I actually got me and Dad took a trip down to Ada. I think it was in 2006 or as well, maybe 2007, down to his bullfights there. So that was a fun experience to get to meet him and hang out as a group and stuff and be in his bullfights. So that's always somebody I've looked up to, and even Joe, you know, just watching Joe on TV and seeing him do his thing in person. There's always somebody's style that I wanted to mimic if I could.
Another question that's come in on our chat room wants me to ask you about PBR finals. You guys had an opportunity to work a few bulls alongside with Rob Smith. What was that like, and what was he like getting lacing the cleats back up?
You know, that's pretty cool. Rob's obviously had a tremendous career as well, and he's got the legendary status as far as I'm concerned. And he's been somebody that I would consider a good friend for the last quite a few years. He was, you know, he was around. He was kind of getting his start, I guess, in his announcing career after he had just retired from bullfighting when I was doing a lot of the Challenger Tour events on the PBR Tour in the U.S. So we got to spend quite a few weekends working events together and whatnot. And, you know, he always had helpful tips and whatnot. So he was helpful in that way. And just kind of being around somebody like that is a good experience and a positive attitude, and fought an endless amount of bulls. So a guy like that's got a tremendous amount of knowledge that you can always learn from.
Definitely has a tremendous amount of knowledge and a really cool guy. You know, and he didn't tell very many people at all about lacing them up that night. When he came out, it was a surprise to a lot of people. It was really cool that the PBR gave him that opportunity to do that. And it was an interesting night.
Quite frankly, we didn't really even know. It was kind of a surprise to us just when he came to the locker room with his gear bag and asked us if we'd mind if he fought a few. So couldn't say no to that.
Yeah, no way possible at all. Yeah, well, we really appreciate you coming on and really enjoy you you spending this little time with us, because it really brings new insight to the fans what you guys do and the camaraderie that you three guys have out there each and every week. We see that, and you know, it's really exciting to see you guys go in there and take care of business like you guys do. And I don't think there's three better bullfighters in the world out there today than you three guys, because to see you guys jump in there and take the hits and whatever you got to do to keep the Cowboys safe, and that's what's what it's all about. And the fans really appreciate it and really envy you. So, and we really appreciate you coming on today.
And I thank you guys a bunch too. I appreciate that. And you know, it's just an honor to have a job like I do for the PBR. They've presented a lot of us with great opportunities to have careers that we love. So. I feel fortunate that I'm happy that every day that I have to go to work is a good day. So thanks a bunch for having me, and I'm looking forward to tuning into the rest of the show and seeing who the next guests are.
Yeah, tell everybody you can about us, Jesse, because we love these shows. We love these rodeos. We do a show just about every day of the week, and I know you're on Twitter. What are you on Twitter?
It's at JB_bullfighter. So check it out on Twitter. I try to keep that updated, and I got a fan page on Facebook. So look me up, and I'll try kind of keep you updated on what's happening on our end of things throughout the season, and I'll make sure and spread the word on the show. I appreciate your guys' support of us as bullfighters and the PBR.
Yes, sir, man. We really appreciate it. Tell Ty that we said hello, man, and get us hooked up. We'd love to have him on the show as well.
All right, will do. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
All right, take care, bud.
Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesse Byrne, BBR bullfighter, and I tell you what, them guys do a lot each and every week to keep these guys safe, and it's really exciting to sit back and have a few minutes to talk with him about what all they do and how they can manage their weekend and how they keep everything in order as they're going down the road and trying to keep your mind frame right and enter these bull rides and keeping everybody just as safe as they can keep them while they're trying to really get out there and make a lot of money in bull ride. We're going to take a real short break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes to close out the end of the show. We got about 25 minutes left, so stick around right here on the Making Eight radio show here with the Short Go.
I don't know why I love women that love to do me wrong. I don't know why my life sounds like a heartbroken country song. I ain't really happy until the sky starts driving rain. Maybe I just get off on the pain. My whole life I've been picking fights. There ain't no way to win. There's 100 scars. Should've run away. Now tattooed on my skin. There's a side of me that just won't stop dancing in the flame. Maybe I just get off on the pain. 'Cause I love the long shots and the left out lost causes. Hanging out in the back of the pack with a dark horse. I ride the wrong road. Forgiveness for this aching in my bones. It would be so easy to find a better way. No one else to blame.
Megan Eight Maniacs. We are back, and we've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We're going to kind of talk about what's going on right here with Megan8Rodeo.com. There's a lot of things coming up in the near future. You better put on your seatbelt. Make sure you buckle it in tight, because it's going to be a really fun ride over the next little bit, because we've got a lot of things planned, a lot of things coming up. Really excited about what's going on right here at Megan8Rodeo.com. So if you have not been to the website yet, please go to the website, check it out. It is a really cool website where we're growing by leaps and bounds every day. And right now I'm going to bring in the guy who created this whole ordeal with Making Eight, Scott Misek. Scott, are you with us?
Mike Rodeo, man, what do you say, buddy?
You know, I don't know what to think right now. I'm so excited about what we got going on, Scott. And, you know, it's like I've always told you, we do things in the right way, God's going to bless us, and I really believe he is blessing Making8Rodeo.com right now.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you there, buddy. I really am. You know, it's just been such a it's happened so quickly. I mean, just in the transition over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we did our Back on the Ranch special last Monday with you and Frank, and, man, we've had so much fun, and it's just continued to grow. We know we're on the right track, finally getting things put together like it needs to be. And, you know, I mean, we've been making promises to fans that big things are happening or about to happen, and, you know, I mean, I feel like we've let them down, but this is it. This is the real deal. I mean, it is happening, and it's happening in a big way. And I just, you know, I got to send a big old shout-out to our fans that are tuned in. We've got a lot of listeners that are able to and so happy that so many of the maniacs are on board with us. And I'm taking first peek at what's about to happen that I think is going to be altering, you know, it's going to change the shape of rodeo. And we are proud to be the innovators for it and the ones that are going to bring it out and let, you know, lead the path.
You know, and that's what our passion is all about here with Making8Rodeo.com is we're passionate about rodeo and we're passionate about bull riding and we're passionate about our fans. That's the most biggest passion that we have is our fans, because our fans is what's kept us going throughout the time that I've been here and throughout the time that you created this whole Making8Rodeo.com. And our fans have really kept us going. Without them, we would have gave up a long time ago. But now that they're here with us and everything is in order, we've got a lot of things coming up here in the near future and really excited about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, first, I gotta say, man, the last 2 weeks especially, you know, your guest that you've had lined up here on Store Go has been fantastic, man. You just take 1 week and you top it with the next one and have it on. Last Cowboy Standing last night, fantastic young guy. I had the opportunity to run into him at a few different events. We talked in Tampa last year. Got to see him in Vegas at the PBR World Finals, out on the golf course, believe it or not. And, you know, as a matter of fact, the group that he was with was the ones that everybody was saying, they were always talking about him, saying that they were the wild bunch, and Jesse was one of them. So, you know, great guy to have around and great guy to know and get to know right here on Making8Rodeo.com and the Short Go Radio Show, man. It's so cool to be able to sit down and talk with him and listen to him. He's a fantastic guy.
No doubt that. Well, Scott, let's talk about real quick. What was your thoughts about Last Cowboy Standing last night?
Man, I thought it was a great event. You know, we saw a lot of challenging things. I was, you know, I know that the riders, Sean Willingham had a rough night. First cowboy out, first one down. It was like, oh man, you know, obviously some guys that you had talked about, you know. Dustin Kuhn making rides, Chase Outlaw making rides, you know, and darn near made it into the third round as well. Those guys there, but you can't say enough about the Brazilians. They're still here. They're resilient. They refuse. You got to tip your hat to Savannah Robin. Just job. Cowboy Standing. on makerodeo.com, and I've been on this event. Done there.
You know, you're right, guys. You know, Last Cowboy Standing was so much fun. When you said Chase Outlaw, dang near made the third round. If his hand wouldn't have popped out of his rope, he still rode the bull for another jump and a half with his hand out of a rope, you know. And to see this young guy come out there winning, and I believe it was Houston that he won in, and then come in and do so well in this event. You know, Chase has really worked hard, so I'm really excited to see what he's got going on, and to also see Reese Gates come back and make a bull ride in the first round. He fell off the second round, but it's good to see him kind of get back into the riding for a full 8 seconds. And I know them guys have really worked hard at getting where they are, and they work hard in each week to stay where they are. So it's good to see some of these guys come back and do well. And one other guy to come back and be gone for a while is Robinson Palermo. I'll tell you what, this guy looked like he knocked all the rust off and with that re-ride that he had when he come back. And he put the boost to that re-ride. This guy is going to be somebody to reckon with this year because he's come back. I think he's come back with a vision. He knows he's behind the eight ball with a bunch of points behind. But you better believe that this guy's going to put all his effort in and he's going to make a run at a world title.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Robinson Palermo and Reese Gates, two of the guys that, you know, they haven't been much on tour. Really great to see them come back and ride the way they did. And Robinson, you know, I will tell you that, you know, after Renato bucked off, Robinson was my next pick. And you know, I really thought that he was going to end up winning the whole deal. Great to see him cover those bulls like he did. Great to see Reese Gates come back and ride his first bull back. It really was. It was an exciting, exciting event. Glad to have the opportunity to watch PBR now and watch it through PBRnow.com. All the statistics coming in, getting to see the bull scores. And, man, it was just a really rank event. I look forward to next year's already. I can't wait.
Definitely. I mean, this is like I said earlier, this is one of my favorite events out of all the gimmick events they do. And it's really exciting. Well, now we're going to turn our tours back to the regular season now that we're back to events. It's going to be around two rounds of three rounds at the most, you know, and it's going to go back to the drawing board, I guess, as it says, back to the regular events and going to, I believe it's Phoenix next weekend, I believe they're going to. And
yep.
Get ready and get back into these regular events. Who do you think is going to be a guy that's going to step out and really going to surprise you through this point forward in the season?
Oh, man. That really is a tough question because each and every one of those guys are there. Now, you know, I heard him talking a little bit about it last night. Sean Willingham took a pretty good shot, too. Sean Willingham is in jeopardy. I mean, he's got to ride in Arizona. I'm a huge Sean Willingham fan. I'd like to see him come out and make that bull ride. He's got to get back. He's got to find his happy place. And I think once he does, he'll get his groove back and he'll turn it up a notch. You know, he had a great turnout last year at the Last Cowboy Standing, almost beating out Luke Snyder. Very, very close. Came down to a challenge, as a matter of fact. But this year he struggled, and I really hope that things turn around for him right here in Arizona. But there are so many guys that we can look forward to here going into the rest of the season. Man, you can't make me pick just one.
Well, you know, one guy that I really am is a really good friend of the show, is a guy that I'm kind of rooting fruit for, is Shane Proctor. Shane came back last night, made a great first round ride. You know, and he kind of proved that he's still there. Don't forget about Shane Proctor. He says, "I'm still coming."
You're absolutely right. That was one guy that I absolutely failed to mention. You know, him as well, coming back off that injury from that broken arm there at the Wrangler National Finals. Wow. I definitely huge fan. And I can't wait to see what he does in Arizona. I think that he as well, he's, you know, he's back. He's got those injury exemptions to get him up there. I think we're going to see a lot out of Shane this year. Definitely one guy that I'm certainly cheering for. There again, I like to pull for all of them.
And one thing that we both have said over the past, and we'll looks like we're going to continue to say is that don't forget about the Brazilians either, because I tell you, to have the last round of the final three guys at last Cowboy Standing be all Brazilians and Brazilians only, that's kind of their event style though, because they can ride bulls, and that's what
that's
they're all about, consistency. And Zavagno really showed that last night.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, Mike, I know, man, that we're running short on time, and we actually ran out of time on Monday when we did our Back on the Rant special too. But, man, I'm telling you, so much in the works. Now, I will tell you that something that we've been working on for the last year is about to launch right here on making8rodeo.com. You know, we've got – of course, a new partner we brought in, Frank Skidmore here, you know, our new chief operations officer right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and he's actually on his way over to the house. We're going to sit back and actually celebrate what we're about to launch. We're so excited. We've got new radio shows that are coming in that we're going to be taking off with in April, so fans can look forward to more radio shows right here on making8rodeo.com. Variety of radio shows. We're going to come up with different formats. We've got them that are going to be out here so entertaining that the fans are just going to have to tune in. And we are just looking forward to it. But there's so many more opportunities available. Rodeo Chat, they're on the Twitter network, has now joined up with making8rodeo.com. And we've got a page set up for them where fans have the opportunity to go and actually see the Twitter links between Rodeo Chat and the guests that they have on each week. This week they had on Shane Hanchey. We've still got that posted up this next week. You know, we'll just have to stay tuned to making8rodeo.com and Rodeo Chat and find out. So lots of opportunities out here. You know, the radio shows and the video pages are still a work in progress, but we've been working so much. I'm telling you, I haven't slept, I don't think, in a couple days, putting everything together and getting ready to launch what we're about to launch. So fans are going to have to stay tuned to your Twitter network, your Facebook pages, as well as making8rodeo.com, and we're about to launch this thing here real soon.
It's going to get rank, and it's going to get rank real quick, I can guarantee you that.
Well, it could be as early as tonight that we make our announcement. So fans, stay tuned to us. Don't miss it, because if it happens, we want you all to be a part of it, and this is really for you guys. This is why we're doing what we're doing. It's not about us, gaining any venture whatsoever. It's about us being able to get you fans excited and passionate and closer to the sport that we all love so much. That's what it's about. You know, we've had people that have come out there and, you know, made their own assumptions about what we're here for and what our intentions are. Some of them have thought that we were out soliciting for our webcast here recently. I can tell you that it's not true. We haven't even been pushing the video broadcast out here because of the fact that, you know, we've got so many other projects in the works right now with our radio programming and with what we're about to launch. Our webcasts are still available, but it's just something that, you know we need to perfect. We know we need to do some more work on. We're going to upgrade equipment and things like that. But until we do, it's still available. We're just going to be doing it for the passion and because we love it.
And, you know, that's what's drove us all along is our fans and our passion. And we love the sport more than just about anything other than our family. Well, this is what we enjoy. So really excited about what's coming up. I'm chomping at the bit to find out what the new announcement is going to be. So, fans, let's make sure we stay tuned to making8rodeo.com on Facebook, on Twitter, on the website, and we'll be excited to hear what's coming on just as soon as the announcement is made.
Yeah, Mike, I got to share a story with you. You know, something that you're talking about our passion. You know, funny story, of course, I spent some time in the Marine Corps, you know, growing up, and developing who I am, you know. And one story that always stood out is why the Marines are still in existence. And I apologize, I don't want to offend any of our other service members because they all do a fantastic job. But one thing that was explained to us as to why the Marines were always kept in existence is because we can take less money, fewer dollars, worse equipment. We can take less men and do a job twice as fast and twice as good as anybody else out there. The Marines lay the groundwork. They are the first ones on the beach. They're charging, you know, they're motivated, and it doesn't matter about the money that they get paid or the money they have to work with to fund them. They're still going to do the job that much more. They're going to put their passion behind it. Well, guess what? Making8Rodeo.com is the Marine Corps for rodeos. I can tell you that right now. We are laying the groundwork. We will take fewer dollars and make something twice as good because of our passion, and that's what separates us from anybody else out there doing what we do, because we're the first. We'll lay the groundwork, and we expect others to follow along. We want others to follow along. We encourage them to follow along. But, hey, we are proud to say that we are the ones with the innovators of what's happening right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
That's exactly right, Scott. This is where it all started, and we're going to continue being the innovators, keeping it right here with the Making8Rodeo.com, and we're going to continue putting these new and exciting things out there for the fans. So we're excited about it, and I can't wait to hear the news that's coming up, man.
You bet, Mike. Well, I'm telling you what, man, we can't wait to hear next week's radio show with Short Go. I'm so excited, and so many more things are developing and they'll be happening. So, like I said, we do our daily blog now on making8rodeo.com on the homepage, so you guys can tune in each and every morning. We try to get those posted up first thing in the morning. We'll get those out there to you guys, kind of update you guys with links on what's happening out here. We want you guys to be able to go and visit these other websites and rodeo and kind of find out what's going on. So, yeah, Mike, thanks so much for what you do here on Short Go, man. Great interview today with Jesse. Really appreciate him taking the time out and for you to be able to sit down with him, man. It's a fantastic opportunity for all the fans. And, man, we're a fan. We're a fan of Short Go Radio. I can promise you that.
Man, Scott, I really appreciate you being a fan. I appreciate working with you. It's been a lot of fun. And really because of you, I am where I am, is because I didn't know how. I knew I wanted to be involved in this, but I didn't know how. I knew I could talk about bull riding. I knew I could talk about it, but you really pushed me to continue what I was doing, and I really appreciate you to push me out there and keep me out there doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely, Mike. Well, like I said, man, we are just glad to have you behind us with your passion. You know, we cannot be beat. We cannot, you know, we can't quit because of the fans that are out there and the demand and what we do with our passion. We all love this game that we play so well, and we've all had an opportunity to be around it, to live it, and we're going to continue to pass that on to the generations that follow us. And we're just, man, proud to be where we're at right now.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, I know you're running short on time. You know me. I love to talk, but we got to get down to it, man. We've got a lot of things in the works, and, today's a celebration time. I wish you could be here joining us, as well as the other Canadian fans who have stuck behind us for as long as we have. But you know what? You're all going to be here in spirit, and we know that, you know, all of you guys are going to be celebrating as well as soon as the word gets out of what's about to take place.
No doubt, man. We look forward to it. We'll catch you a little bit later down the road, Scott.
You bet, Mike. Take care.
Well, fans, that was Scott Meese with Making8Rodeo.com. Big news coming up. I don't know what it is. Evidently, it's great. I can tell you with Scott, anything is possible. So make sure you keep right here to Making8Rodeo.com and right here with Making8Rodeo Network. I'm excited about what's going on. So we're going to close out the show. We're going to tell you guys thank you to Jesse Byrne for coming on and Scott Meesig as well. Always go to PBR.com for all your latest and newest updates on the PBR that got going on, and also ProRodeo.com and the PRCA. Always go to ProRodeo.com. And the song that I'm going to close it out with is really special to me, and everybody needs to follow this. The words of the song, we need to go to all the local rodeos you can. If there's a local rodeo in your area, go to it, check it out, the new young talent is out there. So we're going to close the show off with a little Crystal.
Take me to the rodeo.